Are you fearful of the things you see coming upon the earth? Are you concerned about the moral erosion that has America and the globe on a fast slide into dooming judgment? Are you concerned about the economy, your financial situation, your health, and your social relationships? There is a strong place where the blood-bought reside, where they are more than conquerors over life situations. Even death is swallowed up in victory. The glorious Christ speaks of rest and peace in the midst of contradiction in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Isaiah the great prophet speaks about a place of perfect peace. In chapter 26, verse 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. This place can only be attained by those who have believed upon the Lord Jesus Christ and his cleansing blood, repenting of their sins, and surrendering their lives to his leadership. Have you found this place? Are you born again, born a second time? Are you ready for the peace that passes all natural understanding? God said, man said, has good news. Today is the day of salvation, and your day, if you say yes. Click on the Further with Jesus for simple instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Do it now. We'll wait for you here. Just click on the Further with Jesus. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis 5:5. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. God said, Genesis 9:29, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. God said, Genesis 25:7, and these are the days of the years of Abraham's life which he lived, 103 and 15 years. God said, Genesis chapter 50, verse 26, so Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. Man said Adam's 930 years, Noah's 950 years, and how about Noah's ark and the windows of heaven being opened? Ha! What foolishness! Now the record. The unbelievers of this world are celebrating the 200th anniversary of Charles Darwin's birth. It has been and will continue to be lifted up in the community's eye. The evolutionists are attempting to recruit new disciples, especially in America, and to keep present adherents from escaping to the light side. Some countries of the world have set aside a day every year to remember Darwin. It was recently suggested that Americans should set aside such a day. One influential scientist said tongue-in-cheek, "We already have one, April 1st, April Fool's Day." Although the scientist said it in a humorous moment, he surely knew of its biblical reality. Psalms 14:1, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Romans chapter 8:18 through 22, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise. They became fools. Because of the evolutionist rejection of the very obvious God of the six-day creation, their thoughts have become carnal and empty. Their hearts are unable to see the truth, and they become fools. According to God, their intelligence quotient has dropped precipitously. Just a couple of examples of foolish positions taken by the camp of the unbelievers would be the dinosaur that evolved into the hummingbird and the water buffalo that hung around the water too long and became a whale. The whole class said, no kidding, is that how it happened? Dr. Henry M. Morse said, evolutionary belief is a remarkable and largely unexplained phenomenon. It is a belief held by most intellectuals all over the world, despite the fact that there is no real scientific evidence for it at all. Evolutionists allege that evolution is a proved scientific fact based on a multitude of scientific proofs, but they are unable to document even one of these supposed proofs, end of quote. The world celebrates Darwin's birth and his 150-year-old book on the origin of species, 150 years of foolishness. When you approach the world through the eyes of unbelief, the results will always be devastating. If in the computer between your ears, 2 plus 2 equals 5, your conclusions will always be incorrect no matter how articulately you argue your point. The following excerpts are from the God Said, Man Said feature, Historians and 911 Years. This feature is an update that deals with the historian's record concerning the phenomenal lifespan of ancient man. For more information on this subject, click on to the following titles. It also demonstrates the catastrophic results when truth is rejected for hypothesis. The following paragraph is found in the writings of Josephus, one of the world's most renowned historians, who wrote directly after the years of Christ's earthly ministry. He states, "Now when Noah had lived 350 years after the flood, and that all that time happily, he died having the number of 950 years. But let no one, upon comparing the lives of the ancients with our lives, and with the few years which we now live, think that what we have said of them is false, or make the shortness of our lives at present an argument that neither did they attain to so long a duration of life. For those ancients were beloved of God, and lately made by God himself, and because their food was then fitter for the prolongation of life, might well live so great a number of years, and besides, God afforded them a longer time of life on account of their virtue and the good use they made of it in astronomical and geometrical discoveries, which would not have afforded the time of foretelling the periods of the stars unless they had lived 600 years. For the great God is completed in that interval. Now I have for witnesses to what I have said all those that have written antiquities, both among the Greeks and barbarians, for even Manetho, who wrote the Egyptian history, and Berosus, who collected the Chaldean monuments, and Mochus, and Hestius, and besides these, Hieronymus, the Egyptian, and those who composed the Phoenician history, agree to what I hear say, Hesiod also, and Acacius, Hellenicus, and Aeschylus, and besides, Ephorus and Nicholas relate that the ancients lived 1,000 years. But as to these matters, let everyone look unto them as he thinks fit." End of quote. If men lived an average pre-flood life of 911 years, or basically 13 times longer than we do today, and they certainly did, then much of the world's knowledge that rejects this biblical record would have a very distorted view of reality, and it certainly does. Just two points will be briefly discussed to illustrate, Number one, Neanderthal man. The Neanderthal is showcased by Darwinian scientists as an evolutionary progression to today's modern man. The following excerpt is from the God Said, Man Said feature titled, Adam Was to Live Forever. Tremendously long pre-flood lifespans answer many questions. Consider Neanderthal man, one of the evolutionists' supposed links between ape and man. Because pseudoscience has rejected the Bible and the creation model, the following truth has escaped the followers of pseudoscience. A.L. Gillen writes in his book, Body by Design, the following. Dr. Jack Couzeau, a research orthodontist for over 30 years in his book, Buried Alive, explains Neanderthal man's skeletons. His studies show that the human head does not stop growing as we age. Contrasting the measurements of people's heads when they were 19, in their late 40s, and some at age 80, he discovered that the head changes in the following manner. 1. Brow ridge came forward. 2. The jaw came forward. 3. The nose got bigger. 4. The chin came forward. 5. The cheeks came forward and flattened out. 6. The teeth came forward. 7. The back of the head started to point out. Think of a baby's soft head. It is fashioned with cartilage as well as bone. Our skull gradually changes over time from fetus to infant to adolescent to adult. This has been known for some time, but more recently, Dr. Jacques Cousteau has found that our skull continues to change in our old age, and assuming man could live to 150, 200, 300, or even 500 years of age, this pattern of change would produce an individual that looked remarkably like Neanderthal man, end of quote. Number two, dinosaurs. A man living 13 times longer before the flood of Noah suggests that all of God's creatures would have enjoyed a similar benefit. Consider reptiles, which of course include lizards, that never stop growing. An old snake is a big snake. Reptiles never stop growing. Take into consideration that prior to the flood, under God's perfect water canopy, which blocked out ultraviolet killer rays from the sun, there was an abundance of perfect air, water, and food. Now consider the Chinese iguana that can reach a length of 12 feet. If that terrible lizard would live 13 times longer, and if it grew in equal proportion, it would be 156 feet long and potentially several stories tall. The word dinosaur, which was coined in the 1800s, simply means terrible lizard. Evolution's poster child, the dinosaur, is just a giant reptile. For more information on this subject, click on the dinosaurs updated on this website. When God's word is rejected, foolishness is the result. Yes, man lived to nearly 1,000 years of age in the days of old. The Bible declares it so, and and the record says yes, end of quote. The next excerpt is from the God Said, Man Said feature, Adam Was to Live Forever. After our original parents disobeyed God, that very day they died spiritually, and the physical death process began. The Bible dubs it the law of sin and death, while science calls it the second law of thermodynamics. From the original plan to live forever, man's lifespan prior to Noah's flood drops to 911 average years. After the flood, when the water canopy above the sky that enveloped the earth was poured down, which would have protected life from deadly UV rays and harmful weather, etc., the average lifespan is recorded to be 120 years. See 120 years on this website. And then drops even further to the psalmist's record of 70 years, or 70 years, end of quote. So fallen man's lifespan drops from 911 average years to today's 70. The following words and chart are from records of human longevity from other nations. Another point of interest is that when the Egyptian reign lengths are placed alongside the Hebrew lifespans of the patriarchs, we notice a surprisingly close correspondence. Take a moment to compare the following numbers. The above data was obtained from the following references. 1. Chronology of the Palermo and Turin canons. 2. Ancient records of Egypt, historical documents from the earliest times to the Persian conquest. 3. The Book of the Kings of Egypt. 4. The Royal Canon of Turin. 5. The Palermo Stone and the archaic kings of Egypt, etc. When God's word says yes, wise men and women and children say amen. God said, Genesis 5:5, all the days that Adam lived were 930 years and he died. God said, Genesis 9:29, and all the days of Noah were 950 years and he died. God said, Genesis 25:7, all these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived, and 115 years. God said, Genesis 50, verse 26, so Joseph died being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. Man said, Adam's 930 years, Noah's 950 years, and how about Noah's ark and the windows of heaven being open? Ha! What foolishness! Now you have the record.